asking them questions. Everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. His mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you." Verse 49, "Why were you searching for me?" he asked. "Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house?" The King James Version reads like this: "Didn't you know I had to be about my father's business?"
Oh, come on, come on, come on.
Verse 50, "But they did not understand what he was saying to them. Then he went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them. But his mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in the favor with God and man."
Amen.
Amen.
Father, bless the reading of your word in Jesus' name. Amen. See, taking care of kingdom business is something that we are called to do as Victory Outreach.
Amen.
The body of Christ is called to take care of kingdom business.
Amen.
The Bible says, amen, to seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. And so we have to understand that as the people of God, as the sons and daughters of God, that God has called us for a mission and a purpose. And that is to take care of his mission right here on this earth, right here in Grand Prairie, right here in the state of Texas, right here, amen, on this earth. We are called to take care of kingdom business.
Yes.
Now we know that, amen, you know, before we got saved, we used to take care of our business.
Yeah.
Huh? But now, amen, now that God has saved you, now that God has filled you with his Holy Spirit, now that God has sealed you, come on, now that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, amen, you are called to do kingdom business.
Amen.
And what is kingdom business? Kingdom business is emptying out hell and filling up heaven.
Amen.
Emptying out hell and filling up heaven. Amen. How many thank God that you're not going to that place? How many thank God that he saved you, that he rescued you, and he rescued you? Amen. And not only that, but we want to see our family go to heaven. We want to see our loved ones. We want to see our city. We want to see, amen, the world won for Jesus.
Yes.
Kingdom business. And we will do any means necessary for us to get there.
Amen. Amen.
Huh? Pastor Tom said this, that a leader does what is necessary.
Amen.
A leader does, a Christian ought to do what is necessary.
Amen.
And what is necessary, my friend, is to see Jesus, amen, exalted in this earth. Come
yes,
on, somebody.
Yes, yes.
See, now, you know, kingdom business, you know, we could, you know, when you think about business, you think you could kind of relate it to your job. Amen. You work at a job and your job is a business, right? Amen. They make money. They have a cause. They have a purpose. Amen. And, you know, some things that you think about whenever you go and you apply for a job. Amen. There's a few things that you have to get to know about the business. Amen. There are some things that you got to know about the business. Come on, somebody. Someone say kingdom business.
Kingdom business.
See, now, whenever you go and you get a job, you know, there's a few things that you got to know about that job. Like, who's the boss?
Come on,
somebody. Who's my supervisor? Amen. You got to get familiar, amen, with the leadership there in that business.
Yep.
You also must know what is going to be your role. What is going to be your position within that business.
Amen.
Amen. If you're going to be, you know, a laborer, you're going to be a skilled man, or you're going to be, you know, whatever it is within that business. Amen. To make that business prosper.
Amen.
See, and another thing is that you got to know what that business's purpose is. What is that? What is their mission? I remember I worked for a place called Poly America, right down the street from right here. And their mission was to make and provide trash bags. Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
Amen. It might not be the greatest mission on earth, amen, but nevertheless, it's a business, and they make money, and they got a purpose, and that's to provide, come on somebody, trash bags. And my position was to be a maintenance mechanic. I had to make sure that I was working on them machines, amen. Every time one of the machines broke down, I had to go and fix it.
Come on.
That was my position. I was a mechanic. Another thing is that you have to know how much you are going to get paid. Come on, somebody.
Come on.
Huh? That's like the first thing that's on your mind whenever you apply for a job. I wonder how much I'm going to get paid. I wonder how much you're going to give me. I wonder what kind of benefits I'm going to get.
Amen.
Come on, somebody. Yeah. Huh? Or what is my schedule? What is my work schedule? Am I going to work first shift, second shift, third shift? What am I going to do there at that job to benefit the business? Another thing is that you have to know the lingo. Come on, somebody. You got to know the language of that business. If you go, you can't be a mechanic, amen, and not know the mechanic's language. Come on, somebody. You can't go in there and say, hey, I'm gonna go ahead and we're gonna change the barn. Come on, somebody. We're gonna fix this engine with a shovel. They're going to look at you sideways like, what in the world are you talking about? You got to know the language.
Amen.
Amen. Now see, now, you know, I just had to paint that picture for you. I had to break it down, a parable, because the kingdom of God is similar, my friend. You have a position within the kingdom of God. You have a spot. You have a purpose. You have a role in this church, in this house, my friend. God, whatever it is that God has called you to do, if you're called to leadership, if you're called to be an usher, if you're called, amen, to be a laborer, amen, an evangelist, a missionary, whatever it is.
Amen.
You got to know your position. You got to know your role. What is it that God has called you to be within the kingdom business?
Yes.
You got to know about the benefits of being a part of the kingdom business. Now, in order to become a part of the kingdom business, amen, as a Christian, to be a part of God's kingdom, you have to first, amen, you have to apply. Come on, somebody. And the way you apply is simply by calling upon the name of Jesus.
Come on.
Crying out to Jesus. Receiving Him. Come on, somebody. Receiving the good news of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's how you become employed within the business.
Yes.
Amen. And then after that, you get all the benefits. Come on,
yes,
somebody.
Yes.
You get the joy of the Lord. You get the peace of God. You get the protection of God.
Yes.
You get the love of God.
Yes.
You get, come on, you get the mercy of God. You get the grace of God. How many thank God for the benefits of the kingdom of heaven?
Yes.
You got benefits. You got the power of the Holy Spirit, my friend. You got the anointing of God upon your life, my friend. That is the benefit of working for Jesus.
Amen.
And then you got to know your schedule. Come on, somebody. You're called to be a Christian, not just Sunday morning, not just Friday nights. Amen. But in this business, my friend, you are on call 24/7.
Amen. Come on.
But sadly, not all Christians, amen, operate on that schedule.
Come on,
break it down.
Their availability, amen, is very slim. Their availability, my friend, sometimes they don't make themselves available.
Come on.
But I thank God that here in Victory Outreach that we got some radical people. Come on, somebody. That we got a church, amen. That when we call a rally, that we got people showing up. That when we call a prayer meeting, we got some people showing up. That when we got something going on, when we got mighty men of valor going on, my friend, that we got 19 men that are willing to follow our pastor all the way to California. Kingdom business.
Amen.
See? And then you got to know the lingo. Come on, the language. And we know, amen, a lot of us, we might know the amens and the hallelujahs. You might even got the t-shirt, the Victory Outreach t-shirt. Come on, somebody. But I want to let you know that that's just the appearance. That ain't language, my friend. The language of the kingdom of God is prayer.
Yeah.
I said the language is prayer.
Yeah.
If you're going to understand, in order, amen, to understand somebody, you have to know the words that are coming out of their mouth.
Yeah.
Prayer. ear. It's communication. Yeah. Amen. That's how you're going to understand the word of God. God is going to give you understanding of the word. God is going to reveal things to your life through the language of prayer.
Yes, yes.
I thank God for prayer. Amen.
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 See, I just want to pull a few things here out of the text that has to do with kingdom business that could help us out. Amen. In verse 41, we see here that Jesus, in verse 41, it reads like this. Every year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover. Every year, the Israelites, they would go and they would attend these festivals. They would have all kinds of different festivals of Jubilee and Passover and the Tabernacles. All kinds of different festivals that they would attend on a yearly basis.
Yeah, right.
Now, it's kind of like Victory Outreach, amen? We get together with the family of Victory Outreach International, amen? And every year, we have a Mighty Men of Valor. We have a women's convention. They have a gang convention. Next year we're going to have World Conference, my friend, and we are going to mobilize as a church, my friend, and we're going to go out there and we're going to receive our marching orders from God.
Yes.
Because we are in the kingdom business.
Amen.
See? So it's like Victory Outreach, you know, Jesus, you know, and the children of Israel, they're often, you know, looked at as, you know, today's churches often look like as Israel symbolizes the church today.
Come on now.
If I could say it like that.
Amen.
And you see here in verse 42, it says, when he was 12 years old, they went up to the festival. See, even as a young child, Jesus, come on, he was attending them. Jesus was there. Now this point right here is for God's anointed now generation.
Yeah.
It's God's anointed now generation in the house.
Yeah.
Come on, somebody. See, even as a young person, you gotta be eager for the things of God.
Yeah.
You gotta be eager to serve God. Jesus was there, my friend. And later on we're gonna see within the text that, you know, he was about kingdom business, even as a youth.
Amen.
Come on.
Are there any young people in this place that you're about the kingdom business?
Yeah.
See, now I think I got a little ahead of myself, amen.
Yeah.
But back to the first part, the Israelites had a custom. That's what it was. It says right here, it says every year Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover, verse 42. When he was 12 years old, they went up to the festival according to the custom. That's how they rolled. Come on, someone. They just did it because they had to do it, my friend. That's just what they did. That's what the business was.
Yeah.
And that's how we roll here in Victory Outreach. Amen. That's how we roll. Whenever we call a discipleship, we're going to show up. Amen.
Amen.
Whatever
Amen.
We call these certain things, why? It's because it's a custom.
Yes, amen. Yes.
It's a pattern. It's something that we do. Amen.
Yes.
In Luke chapter 4, if it's something that Jesus did, I believe it's something that we should do.
Amen.
Because we're called to be Christ-like.
Yes.
In Luke chapter 4, in verse 16, it reads like this. He went to Nazareth where he had been brought up. And on the Sabbath day, he went into the synagogue as was his custom. He stood up and read, and he read the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolling it, he found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to proclaim the good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight of the blind, and to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." See, that's what Jesus' custom was. Amen. His pattern of life, his lifestyle consisted of preaching. Amen. He was in the synagogue. Jesus was in church. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Jesus attended. That's why your church attendance is important.
Yes.
Amen. To come to the house of God. Every time the church doors are open, you should be here.
Amen.
Because that was Jesus' lifestyle, and I believe it should be ours.
That's right, that's right.
That every time you have an opportunity to preach to somebody, you might not come up here and preach, come on somebody, but at your job, right there at the family gathering, at your school, wherever you go, that you are preaching. That should be our custom.
Yeah.
of what Jesus,
yes.
come
Amen.
On, called
Amen.
Us.
Amen.
See, it was Jesus' custom. He went to church.
Amen.
He read, he preached, he was about kingdom business.
Yes, yes.
See, now you got to understand too that the world has a pattern and has a custom as well. And God says in Romans chapter 12, do not be conformed to the pattern of this world.
That's right, that's right.
Don't be conformed to the pattern of the world. That's See, right. God took us off of that pattern.
Yeah,
God
yeah,
took
yeah.
us off of that road. God took us and he brought us onto a good road. Come on.
Yeah.
He brought us into a good place.
Yeah.
A land that is flowing with milk and honey, my friend.
Yeah.
The promised land. You no longer have to be out there and be addicted, come on,
yeah,
and
yeah,
afflicted
yeah.
And following the pattern of your old life.
Come on now.
See, but now you can develop a new pattern in your life.
Yes.
In verse 42, we see that Jesus, amen, also was there with his parents. It wasn't just mom and dad, but it was Jesus as well. Jesus was 12 years old. So continue to bring your kids to the church house. And also, I mentioned that, you know, Jesus was a youth that, you know, and he was eager to do the things of God.
Amen.
In Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 1, it says, do not forget, in your youth, do not forget your Creator.
Yes.
Don't forget, come on, that you have a God. Amen.
Yeah.
I know you're a child and you got a lot of things that you want to do. Amen.
Yeah.
But don't forget your Creator.
Yes.
Don't forget, come on, God.
Right.
Serve him in your youth. In verse 43, amen, we see here, after the festival was over, while his parents were returning home, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but they were unaware of it. Jesus, see here, you know, his parents left him. You thought, you know, Home Alone created the first, you know, leaving your kid, right? Jesus was the first one that was, come on, Home Alone, amen.
Come on.
See, but the fact of the matter is that Jesus didn't let anyone hold him back. Jesus was going to be about his father's business, about kingdom business, you know, and he wasn't going to let nobody hold him back.
Amen.
Not even mom and dad.
Come on, somebody.
No. Not even family. See, sometimes, my friend, you got to understand that, you know, more than likely, it could be your family that tries to keep you from coming to the house of God. It could be your mom. It could be your dad that says, no, mijo, I don't want you to go to Germany, my friend. But you got to understand. Come on, somebody. You got to learn how to release your children. Because the Bible says in Matthew, I want you to turn there real quick. Matthew chapter 10, verse 34. And I'm kind of going a little fast because... Amen. I'm short on time. It's okay, though. Matthew chapter 10, verse 34. And this is a powerful verse here. In verse 34, it says this. It says, do not suppose that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to turn a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemy will be the members of his own household. Now we know that Jesus wasn't talking about a real sword. We know that Jesus, that he was about peace because he was a prince of peace. But it was talking about, amen, as a matter of, you know, putting God first. See, within the household, that you wouldn't let nobody, come on, get in the way from you serving God. That you got to serve God regardless, whatever your family feels or thinks, or whatever your friends feel or think. No, you got to serve God. That's kingdom business.
That's right.
Not only that, but Jesus said it himself. He said in Matthew chapter 12 and verse 46 and through 50, he says, who is my mother and who is my father? Who is my brother and sister? Those that are here doing the will of God.
That's right.
Amen. Is anybody about doing the will of God?
Yes.
Do you want to do the will of God, or do you want to do the will of yourself?
Oh, wow.
Last time I checked, that God delivered us from selfishness. God delivered us from self-centeredness. Amen. Come on, it's not about us no more, but it is about the lost souls. Yes. Yes. It's about pleasing your Father in heaven.
Amen. 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 Huh?
Verse 46. In verse 46 of Luke. Amen. Luke chapter 2, as we go back there, it reads like this. In verse 46, it says, after 3 days, they found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. See, Jesus, we see Jesus here, that he was staying close to the leadership. That he stayed close. And this is important. Amen. If you see yourself serving God for the long haul, if you got a call of God upon your life, amen. If you're going to be a missionary one day, you're going to be a pastor one day, if you're going to be a leader in the house of God one day, my friend, is there any leaders, amen? Is there any potential leaders that you want to serve God and you want to do whatever God has called you to do?
Amen, amen.
Then this is very important that you have to catch, is that you gotta stay close to your leaders.
Yes.
You gotta stay close to Pastor Francisco and Sister Sylvia. You gotta stay close, amen, to the leaders within the church. You gotta rub elbows with them. You gotta be there with them, my friend. Why? So whatever that they have can rub off on you.
Amen. Amen. Huh? Amen. It's good.
I thank God that for the last 7 years that I've had Pastor Francisco and Sister Sylvia in my life. I remember for the first, before I started running the home, Pastor asked me, hey, will you move in with me? Because I want to disciple you. I want to disciple you. And see, I don't know what it was. I don't know what he's seen with inside of me. I don't know what it was. But I said, yes, here I am. I'll move in with you. Amen. Because I knew. Amen. I had already gone through the home and I had a little bit of wisdom and I knew that the man of God was, if I'm going to serve God for the long haul, then that's where I need to be.
Come on,
and if he opened the door for me to move in with him, then my God, I'm going to move in with him.
Yeah,
because I want everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I want everything that God has for me.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, amen. God has called me to go out one day. Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
To plant a church. Amen.
Yeah.
Huh? And to take a city for Jesus.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Amen.
And you never know when it's your time to go to the UTC.
Right.
Young person. That's why you should be, spend as much time with Celeste as you can. That's why you should spend as much time with your leaders, Jose and Brian, as you can. Because they got the goods, my friend. We have to learn how to sit among them.
Amen.
How to eat with them.
Yes.
To pray for them,
amen.
To encourage them, to bless them. That's right. I said we got to learn how to bless our pastors. Amen.
Amen.
They're a blessing to us. Where would we be right now if they didn't answer the call of God?
Amen.
We got to bless them, be amen. With them, encourage them, lift them up. And not only that, but be a sponge.
Amen.
Soak in everything, amen, that they have to say when they counsel you or when they equip you or when they disciple you. You got to be a sponge, my friend.
Amen.
And soak it in.
Because
you never know when you might be in their shoes. Come on,
come on.
Amen.
Come on.
And I guarantee you, amen, you will be blessed.
Amen.
The Bible says in Ephesians, it talks about the fivefold ministry that God, amen, has given us pastors and apostles and prophets and evangelists, amen, teachers. And that's the fivefold ministry, my friend. And they are a gift. Our pastors are a gift.
Amen.
Amen. And see, you got to understand, whenever I look at my pastor, I see a man of business. He means business. Amen. I was standing next to him early, and I was just looking at him. And I was like, "Man, I was kind of scared," because he just got with that. He got that look on his face.
Right.
My God, when he means business, amen. He's connected to God, amen. He's worshiping God, amen. And they're about the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
They're about the business of God.
Yeah.
I thank God for them, amen.
Amen, amen.
Huh? As I call the worship team up here,
good.
Amen. See, there's a few other things. In verse 47, You know, whenever you answer the call to be about the kingdom, about kingdom business, is that you have to know that you're, by doing that, you're living a life of faith. You're going to live a life of faith. And why you live that life of faith, because not a lot of people, amen, we all have a measure of faith. But whenever you're sold out, whenever you're so fully surrendered, whenever you're all in it, you're in it to win it. Come on, you're hot. Come on, you're not lukewarm, you're not cold, but you're hot, you're on fire for God, my friend. You're living by faith. I want to let you know that you are going to see the miracles of God. You're going to see the providence of God. You're going to see the supernatural power of God move in your life.
That's right, that's right.
Man, my God, I've seen God do so many miracles.
Yes.
I've seen God, man, bless my life.
Amen, yeah.
About 5.5 years ago, before I quit my job, I gave up a car, amen. I gave up leisure time. Come on, somebody, to run the home, and it's funny because 5.5 years later, the same company hired me back.
Come on.
Right before I left. Amen. Right before I left, they had given me a $4 raise.
Amen.
Before I left. And then I gave it, and then I quit my job. I was like, wow, my God. Now I gotta live by faith.
Yeah.
But today I got an offer letter. They emailed me an offer letter, and they're giving me, not only are they giving me what I left making, but they're giving me $3 more.
Come on.
And another position. The faithfulness of God. If you take care of God's business, He's going to take care of your business, my friend. Take care of God's business. Learn to love your church. Love your church. Love your pastors. Love the vision, my friend. Oh, because it's God's business. It's kingdom business, my friend. And if you are faithful in God's vineyard, if you're faithful in God's vineyard, if you're faithful in Pastor and Sister Sylvia's in this vineyard that God has entrusted to them, then God will give you a vineyard of your own. And in that vineyard, come on, somebody, is the blessing.
Yeah, right.
The blessing. I want you to stand with me here tonight.